You know, the market feels like it's headed for trouble. And in fact, it feels like there's no way to avoid trouble. But we're going to face down that trouble today. David Trainer is our wingman from New Constructs. And we are headed for the danger zone. Yes, it's the danger zone on Money Life. And although we're headed there, the idea is to steer you clear of trouble. How do we do that? Well, we do that with the help of our wingman, David Trainer, the founder and president at New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. Because when you look at things on a skin deep level, using the numbers and metrics that most people do from the top down, you find out,
is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
Yeah, it's entirely possible that a stock or a security or a mutual fund is not as attractive as you'd think, just looking at it that way. So they dig in from the bottom up, the grassroots level. They rework the numbers to try to come up with a real measure of forensic accounting and discounted cash flow analysis. You put it together and you come up with which stocks are attractive and which ones are dangerous. To learn more, go to newconstructs.com. They blog about their danger zone picks, so there's always more information on anything we discuss here at their website. And they're on Twitter at New Constructs. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who is in the danger zone this week?
Investors that trust accounting book value.
Danger, danger.
So we've been on a bit of a roll, a theme here, as we are tearing apart a lot of things that people look at. They could go back a couple of weeks, and it was P.E. ratios and more. So now we are looking at accounting book value. Not everybody's going to necessarily understand immediately the problem here. So explain a little bit about what folks are looking for when they look at accounting book value and what they're actually getting that's putting them in the danger zone.
The main use is usually the price to book ratio. And look, this is a very popular metric across what I would call old school or traditional quote unquote value investors, as well as a lot of quants. This is the ratio used for a ton of retail investors and institutional investors, for that matter, for kind of trying to identify cheap stocks, price to book. Accounting book value by itself is often meant to kind of represent potentially a liquidation value or sort of a bottom of the barrel type value for a company in general, if you're really kind of pushing the envelope. You know, in this series, I think, is turning out to be really well-timed, Chuck, given the volatility and scares we're seeing in the market these days. And, Chuck, I think this has kind of been a subtext of what we've been saying for a long time on your show here and what you've been sharing with your listeners for a long time. But I think it's important to say it really directly and out loud here, and that is that what people believe to be value investing today is not really value investing, because it relies on accounting data that most insiders and sophisticated investors know to be highly flawed and misleading. Harvard Business School and MIT Sloan are soon publishing a paper that shows that the value of accounting data is really, really poor if you don't make the adjustments we make in the footnotes. And what we're making accessible to the world through partnerships like what we have with TD Ameritrade, Interactive Brokers, is access to the sophisticated, unconflicted, fundamental research that Wall Street insiders used to only have access to. Now everybody gets access to this, and we think it's important that people navigate their way through these more turbulent markets with a higher quality set of value metrics and not the old school stuff, and that's what these reports are showing people.
In terms of where this falls short, do we have an example? Is there a stock where you can say, look, here is the accounting book value of the company, and here's where specifically it leads people astray?
Yeah, there are three buckets of things that really kind of mess things up for investors when it comes to looking at book values. Number one, a bunch of assets can be written down. So you can have two companies with the same economic history. One company writes down a bunch of assets, their accounting book value looks a lot lower, and the stock looks a lot better than companies who have not written down those assets. Businesses can also hide assets and liabilities off the balance sheet, so it's not captured in the accounting book value. And accounting book values are also meant to be sort of a liquidation value for debt investors, so it's not really the most useful term for equity investors. So a couple of examples of where you can get off base, right? Allergan, on a price-to-book value or ratio, really looks cheap. But that's mostly because you're not really getting a good perspective on the operating assets of the business. when you screen out a lot of the unuseful or overvalued intangible assets, you're going to see that this business is not at all cheap, because you can look at return on invested capital and see that they're not making any money. On the other hand, Qualcomm might look expensive because of its price-to-book ratio of 75 times, right? But it has a really high return on invested capital and is actually cheap when it comes to cash flow. Part of the picture here, too, is that when you want to use an accounting book value for valuation, as I was saying before, it can be misused on that front, because you need to focus actually on cash flows, not necessarily some accounting number that you can pull off the balance sheet. So it kind of comes back to not just getting a clean number, but taking into account the full picture.
So do we throw the accounting book value out completely, or do we have to say we'll use it, but only in certain circumstances where we have the right kind of calculation? Is there any use for it at this point?
You know, I think it depends on your business, right? You know, like, so we have a lot of institutional quant firms, and they've been using CompuStat and other databases for decades. And so what we offer is a quick fix. Like, all of our data is backward compatible. If you want to fix it based on the data that we capture more accurately and completely, you can do that. I'm not here to tell people they got to rip out what they've been working with for years. But if you're relatively new, or if you're an individual investor, you're not dealing with databases, throw that out. That's the beauty of our technology, is we make the high quality ratios, such as return on invested capital or price to economic book value, free cash flow yield, or enterprise value to invested capital. We make those ratios available and accessible to the world at virtually no cost, especially through our partnerships like TD Ameritrade and Interactive Brokers.
Well, and we should also point out that you make whatever you talk about on the Danger Zone available at newconstructs.com. So if folks want to see how accounting book value misleads investors, they can literally find your white paper on the subject at newconstructs.com. It's accounting book value. And yeah, it is in the Danger Zone if you're using it right now. David Trainer, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Chuck. My pleasure.
That's David Trainer, everybody. He is president and founder at newconstructs.com. Check out the website. Check him out on Twitter at newconstructs. And again, if you want to see how accounting book value misleads investors, there's a lot more at their website. All right, this has us heading for home on the Monday, December 10th edition of Money Life. Up next, Brian Gassman from the Alpha Centric Funds will be here. When we come back, it's market call time.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.